Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. The Minnesota Twins got back on the winning track with one swing of Eddie Rosario's bat last night in Milwaukee. Alex Avila hit a leadoff single in the third, and Max Kepler followed with an infield hit. So at first and second, with nobody out, Jorge Polanco grounded into a fielder's choice. Runners at first and third, with one down, Nelson Cruz hit by a pitch to load the bases for Rosario, who hit the first pitch he saw into the seats. And that's all the Twins needed in a 4-2 win that snapped a four-game losing streak. Randy Dobnak pitched five strong innings as he struck out three, allowed four hits, walked one, and retired his last eight batters to continue his hot start to the season. The right-hander has given up just two runs over 20 innings in his first four starts. It's right there at the top of the major leagues. By dropping four straight games before Monday, the Twins matched their longest losing streak from last season. And their four-game skid last year covered the exact same dates as this year, August 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Let's not play those days anymore. Up next, the Twins and Brewers continuing their three-game series as Tyler Clippard will be the Twins' bullpen starter tonight in Milwaukee at 7:10. The Big Ten presidents met Sunday night but didn't vote and took no action on the question of postponing or canceling fall sports. But yesterday, longtime sports personality Dan Patrick said a source told him that the Big Ten and Pac-12 will cancel their seasons, with announcements to be made today. He said he learned the Big 12 and ACC are on the fence and that the SEC is trying to get the other teams to join them for a season this fall. According to Patrick's source, the Big Ten presidents voted 12-2 to not play this fall, saying only Nebraska and Iowa voted to play. But Ohio State coach Ryan Day said he's not done fighting to play this season. Penn State coach James Franklin expressed a similar sentiment about wanting to do what's best for his players. Scott Frost, a former Nebraska quarterback, now their head coach, said being on campus was the safest place for his players. Another report said Minnesota president Joan Gable was expected to join other Big Ten presidents for a conference call Monday night. The Gophers estimate a $75 million loss to their athletic department if sports can't be played this fall, a financial setback likely to have consequences beyond the coming school year. Total athletic spending in 2018-19 was $129 million. On Friday, the first day of Minnesota's fall camp, Coach P.J. Fleck announced that none of his players had tested positive for COVID-19. The 5-2 Minnesota Lynx dropped from 4-5 in the WNBA power rankings. Center Sylvia Fowles, with a calf injury, missed two games this past week. The Lynx were able to beat the New York Liberty handily without her on Wednesday, and she returned to the lineup in a win over the Fever on Friday, but then Minnesota struggled to defend against Los Angeles in a loss to the Sparks on Sunday that Fowles also missed. Before this week, Fowles had not missed a game since joining the Lynx in July of 2015. They hope she won't be out much longer. There was good news, though, for the Lynx in the way that guards Lexi Brown and Crystal Dangerfield and forward Bridget Carlton have played. Plus, guard Odyssey Sims, who gave birth in April, has been activated and should be able to play this week. Portland and Orlando play for the MLS Is Back Championship tonight at 7:30. And then most people will go back to never watching soccer again. The New York Rangers won Monday's NHL draft lottery and the right to select consensus number one pick Alexis Lafreniere. The Pittsburgh Penguins, Nashville Predators, Toronto Maple Leafs, Florida Panthers, Edmonton Oilers, Winnipeg Jets, and Minnesota Wild each had a 12.5% chance to select number one. The seven losers, including the Wild of the lottery, now will be slotted 9-15 according to their regular season points percentage, which locks Minnesota in at number 9. Wild GM Bill Guerin said there definitely have to be changes. He also said that not only is there no true number one center on the roster, he also doesn't think there's one in the entire organizational system. Plus, the Wild have never selected higher than number 3 overall, but Guerin did something that his two predecessors didn't do when he signed prized prospect Kirill Kaprizov from Russia. Kaprizov will inject the Wild with some youth next season. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information about the shopping show. Available on the website kqprfm.com. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.